The second issue, which is important for indigenous people, if you take one, which is trying to encourage an international framework to protect and promote indigenous rights as one important issue. The other important issue is what should the institution, how should the institution itself relate to indigenous people? And you may, or you probably know, that the United Nations is, of course, a body composed of member states, and they're the bosses. They're the ones that take the decisions. And there isn't much space for non-governmental actors, or there has not been much space for non-governmental actors. And one of the things that indigenous people felt and have worked towards is to open the United Nations up so that they can have greater access and greater participation. And if I made a mention of their first steps, the very first major institutional relationship between indigenous peoples and the United Nations was the creation of a working group on indigenous populations in 1982. And that working group recognized that in order for indigenous communities to participate in the activities of the UN, it was not possible to use the traditional United Nations system of ECOSOC or non-governmental organizations or accredited non-governmental organizations, because indigenous peoples were not created and were not organized in forms of non-governmental organizations. So this particular working group adopted a policy, an open policy, for indigenous peoples to participate from communities and different peoples and organizations without any kind of restriction. And that allowed for a very unusual kind of dynamic, in the sense that indigenous peoples were able to attend and participate and come from regions which would not normally be in participating in the work of the UN, who would not normally have access to the UN because they were not formed as organizations. So you had women's groups and youth groups and elders and community organizations and teachers groups and so on, who came to the working group on indigenous populations. And it created a very, very different atmosphere to the traditional United Nations meeting with governmental delegates and rather formalized non-governmental organizations participating. And that dynamic has led to a kind of understanding that it is not enough just to participate in a UN meeting.